Blog Talk Radio.
Monday to everyone. We are talking about your health, your money, and I am so superly excited about this because we are here to help you save your money. This segment is all about a variety of financial topics with on-time solutions from A to Z. Real talk, giving you honest, no-holds-barred advice and lessons on how you can end your financial nightmare. Where the audience asks the questions, we search for the solutions. It is all about you on Mosaic Monday, and the word for the month is proactive. So we are going to be proactively trying to help you save money and give you viable information, and this is what we are talking about today on this show. So without further ado, before we do anything, we must play our disclaimer. And after the disclaimer, I'm going to make a couple of really cool announcements for you because we're talking about being proactive this month. So right after the disclaimer is played, I'll be right back with you. And if you'd like to call in, our phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. It is time for us to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and Paragon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this show is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from qualified, licensed, and certified professionals. The purpose of the show is to provide you an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion in a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
Okay, we are back and you are listening to Secure Your Life. It is Mosaic Monday and we are talking about your money, your health. And it is very, very important that we kind of get a grasp on what's going on in our healthcare, especially with the healthcare reform being on the table in Congress and with the Supreme Court trying to decide whether or not the new programs will be definitely constitutional and it doesn't go against our constitutional rights. We, in the meantime, still need to be proactive about dealing with our healthcare issues. So we are going to start talking about don't waste your money, understand your health plan. And that is so, so important, especially with everybody trying to make it a point to save their money. I ran on some articles this week looking on the topic because we got emails from you all about this very topic, how to deal with the health care issue and your money. So this is what I have come up with. It says, traditional health care plans are rapidly disappearing as companies are looking for ways to reduce the health care costs. As a result, more than 11 million Americans have signed up for high deductibles health care plans, and that has a huge downside. See, what happens is this. Although in the short term, the health plans that are more affordable with the high deductibles, it's okay when you're dealing with everyday preventive medicine, taking your kid to the doctor for preventive care. You will come into a really big, huge problem if there is a health care major issue. And this is what we're finding out. More and more people having to switch to high deductibles in order to be able to afford their health plan. Employers are looking for some savings on health care insurance. So meanwhile, they are kind of pushing their employees to kind of look for something that's going to be comparable in the fact that it's going to make sure that they can kind of handle the premiums for these health care costs. So while the new plans can save you money, their women are learning that they must monitor very closely what's going on, which is a little bit different from the traditional health care plans. Because more and more people have switched to the higher deductible health plans and employers are saving money on these health insurance, then this is when you'll end up with a surprising price tag at the end of the day. The higher deductible plans would save you money monthly on your premiums as they are lower. But here's the thing. If a serious medical issue happens, and say, for instance, your deductible may be $3,000. After the $3,000 is paid, then you might still have to still pay 20% of the bill. So that is why you have to take some time and really sit down and look at your health care plan. Because some health care plans with the higher deductible, even after the deductible is paid, you still may have to still pay 20%. So as a high deductible health plans may cover a lot of things, they don't cover some things. So you need to sit down with your health care representative that's for the insurance company and find out what is the fine print. Get to the bottom line and actually find out how much will I have to pay. Because there have been families who have paid the high deductibles and still had to pay 20% after that. A lot of the insurance companies have a higher deductible, but they're supposed to be 100% paid by the insurance company after you pay your deductible. But if you're not sure exactly what your plan states, then you really need to take some time to look into that. Because you do not want to be caught at the end of the day where you end up having to pay a huge, huge deductible and still have 20% of your actual health care bill to pay for, which can hit you in the pocket always at the wrong time. Another thing that you really need to talk to the insurance, your insurance representative, is about whether or not you are covered for those other incidentals. Are your prescription drugs covered? Or is there a smaller deductible for that, or are you paying complete out of pocket? So those are some things that you really, really need to take some close looks. When you do get billed from your health care provider, you need to make sure that you look at those bills to make sure that you are not being charged for things that you did not receive, or that you're not being double billed for something, for a health care procedure that you did receive, but they billed you twice for. So you really need to make sure, doubly sure, triply sure, that you are not wasting money and that you understand not only your health insurance plan, but also make sure that you understand what's going on your bills that you get from your health care provider. Another thing that you need to actually sit down with the representative from the insurance company is to make sure that once you have met the deductible, you need to find out from them, are there any other obligations that you have to pay? Because once again, there are some plans that have a higher deductible and then they pay 100%. Then there are some plans that you even have the higher deductible and you're still responsible for 20%. So we want to make sure that that does not happen to you. These high deductible health plans can be a big money saver, like we said before, especially if you're young and healthy. However, if crisis happens and your family member, one of your children or your spouse, ends up with major health care issues, you may want to consider staying with a traditional plan if you can find one that is affordable. Unfortunately, the traditional premiums are rising sharply as well. So you really need to sit down, shop around. And you know what? Here's the thing. You are the consumer. They are trying to barter for your business. So therefore, you need to understand that you have choices and you need to exercise those choices. It is very, very important that you do so. And it's also very important that you read the fine print. I cannot press upon you enough on that. And of course, like I said, because our word for the month is being proactive, you must be proactive in talking to and sitting down with your health care insurance person, as well as sitting down with your health care provider and making sure that you're getting the premium care for the price that you are paying. Because here again, remember, these are your dollars, and we are here to try to help you save your money on your health. And that is what is most important. So once you understand that, you'll be so much better off. Now, we're going to keep it moving. If you just joined us, you are listening to Mosaic Monday. This is Secure Your Life, and if you would like to speak to us live, you can do so by calling 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. We're talking about your health, your money, and we are being very proactive. For the month of April, proactive is our word for the month, and we want you to be proactive. So I'd like to hear from you. If you have taken a look at your health care plan and you found out that you're not getting the most bang for your buck, then you definitely need to sit down and call your health care insurance provider and have them send you another copy of your health care plan, all of the fine print, and ask them to explain. And also, like I said, review those medical bills because you may be actually paying more than you need to. We have a special announcement for everyone, so listen here, listen here, listen up. This is very important. It is time for you to learn how you can get paid for errors on your credit report. That's right. You can actually get paid for the mistakes that the third-party debt collectors have made on your credit report. And CreditWise Empowerment Program Info Session will unleash information that your creditors do not want you to know. If you would like more information about this and become a part of the CreditWise Empowerment Education Series, you can do so by emailing us at classes@secureyourlife.net. That is classes, CLASSES, at secureyourlife.net. And that is SECURE. YOUR, and life is always spelled with a Y on this show, so it's LYFE.NET. Please come learn how you can get paid for the errors that are on your credit report. It is time for you to fight back, and that is what we're talking about on this show, helping you become financially savvy and ending your financial nightmare. So we want you to take advantage of the CreditWise Empowerment Education Series and learn how you can get paid for mistakes and errors that are on your credit report. So do not delay. You're definitely going to want this information. You can email us at classes, CLASSES, at secureyourlife.net, SECUREYOURLYFE.NET. So that's classes@secureyourlife.net, and you can get more information about the CreditWise Empowerment Program Education Series, and you're not going to want to miss that, because I promise you, this is information that all of us can use. All of us can use that extra money for the mistakes that were made on our credit report. So believe it or not, there are more mistakes made than people actually believe. And why not get paid for it? They're coming after you for money. Why don't you come after them and exercise your rights to have 100% correct credit report? So that's what we're talking about at the CreditWise Empowerment Program Education Series. You will get more information about that. We're going to keep this moving. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. Today is Mosaic Monday. We're talking about your health, your money, and we're going to talk about the health insurance for individuals, family, and the self-employed. We understand that a lot of Americans now are really trying to find some economic means in which to cover their families, themselves, for health care, especially if you are self-employed. Finding insurance today in today's market can seem almost impossible. But trust me, you can find some great coverage out there. The individual health insurance that you can find that will be affordable and less confusing, and all you have to do is actually take the time, be proactive, and shop around. The internet is your friend. It is really your friend. It can make things a whole lot easier, and it can give you comparable coverage, comparable different companies, and you can comparison shop right there from the comfort of your computer. And that is what we're talking about, being proactive, working smarter, not harder, and saving you money. So thanks to the recent passing of the healthcare reform legislation, the landscape is charging consumers. Millions of uninsured will soon have access to low-cost health insurance. The biggest challenge is knowing what your options are. And that's what you want to do. Here, I found an excellent website for those of you all who just like to go straight to it and not look for anything. You can actually go to healthinsurance.org. That is www.h. healthinsurance.org. That is healthinsurance.org. And they have a great article about it. You can actually search for the different insurance companies. They explain to you what your choices are. And this is, you can learn, compare, and save. You can browse their whole library. They have original articles about the insurance, how to cut health care costs and get coverage for the self-employed, and also about using COBRA to keep your insurance when you're in between jobs. So that is important, too. You will familiarize yourself with the health insurance term, and they have the what my favorite thing is, the frequently asked questions about health coverage and health care coverage. You definitely do not want to miss out on this great find of the healthinsured.org because they tell you everything. You can get a free, no-obligation health insurance quote and compare the private health insurance that are in your area. So this is quite important. And it doesn't matter what state you're in because they're covered, basically all of the states, and you can get information. And even they will even give you information if you have high-risk health insurance issues, if you have pre-existing conditions. They can talk to you about that because a lot of us may have pre-existing conditions that have kept us from getting affordable health care before. And now with things in place, we can actually get covered, which is very important. I think everyone should have an opportunity to be able to be covered by great health insurance. Now, for those of you all who are coping with an unexpected health issue, here are some tips that you can use. Because a lot of us, you know, things happen and you're not prepared for it. And what we're talking about is being proactive, okay? If you know, and a lot of us don't know, but if you know that your health is deteriorating in some way and you know that you have a steady income at the moment, there are some things that you really need to do and get your act together. Put some things in place for yourself. And we're going to talk about that. Here's the thing. Get real about the house that you are living in. If you are doing well now, say, for instance, you have a great income coming in, you have a checking account, money market, IRAs, 401Ks, and you may have some, you have a mortgage, and depending on what's going on with it, whether you're upside down in it or not, it doesn't matter, you still own that piece of property. You have to start really taking some good looks about what's going on and how much are you spending. If you know that you're going to have a major surgery, or if you know that one of your children needs something medically, then you need to start, as they say, pulling in the purse strings, closing up that wallet, and really sitting down, being proactive, and get a financial snapshot about what's going on in your bank account and in your wallet. So if your mortgage a month is anywhere between $1,000 to $1,300 and you still have other expenses and you have not modified your mortgage and you are already just barely making ends meet, then you really need to start looking at what you can do to kind of cut some costs. Here's another tip. Stop spending lavishly and save more. Stop going to Starbucks and those other places and buying lattes and buying shoes and buying clothes and a lot of unnecessary expenditures that you really don't need to do at the moment. You need to start really looking at where your money is going. And like I said last week, what we really need to do is take an assessment, get a financial assessment of where your money is going, pull out last month's bank statement, and highlight anything that is not a bill. If you paid for utilities or whatever, those are considered recurrent monthly expenditures. But anything that is not like going to out to eat, going to McDonald's, going to the movies, anything like that, any expenditures that you spent on that had nothing to do with maintaining lifestyle, then you need to start looking at that and see how much money you could have saved. And instead of spending it on those things, you need to save up that money. Because one, remember, if you are part of the people who have a health care insurance but you have a high deductible, you need to have your deductible money ready. It is important that you do that because you do not want your insurance company to say, hey, we're not going to touch any of these bills until you've paid your deductible off. And that's the worst thing that you can have is unexpected medical expenses that are constantly mounting up and destroying you and destroying not only your health and your stress level, but it's also destroying your financial health. So we need to make sure that you stay financially healthy as well as physically healthy. And always expect the unexpected. Believe it or not, the unexpected is inevitable. It is inevitable that something is going to happen. It is inevitable that you're going to have to use the deductible for something. So therefore, be prepared for it. Have that money ready, because if it's ready and you don't need it, it's better than not having it and needing it. So what are we going to do? We're going to take our time, look through those medical bills, make sure that we are not being double charged. We're going to take our time and actually look at our health care plan and see if we're in the best plan for our family and for ourselves. If the deductible is too high and you really cannot afford it, but the monthly premium's okay, you need to make sure that you start slowly putting your deductible aside so that when the inevitable does happen, you are covered. You're going to look at your bank statements from the previous month, get a highlighter, and highlight all of those things that you did not need to spend money on. And once you do that, you'll be surprised about how much money you could have actually saved for yourself. So we're going to be proactively working on this, and I want to thank all of you all for being proactive and listening to the show and getting some great, great tips. Make sure that you tell a friend about the show, and we want to hear from you. Please email me your ideas of what you would like us to talk about on this show. Today is Mosaic Monday, and you can email us at info@secureyourlife.net. Or you can go to shows@secureyourlife.net and put in the subject box Mosaic Monday. And then you can let us know what kind of topics you would like us to talk about and how we can give you quick tips on how you can save money on things that matter to you most. Remember, this segment is all about a variety of topics from A to Z. Real talk, giving you no-holds-bar advice and lessons on how you can end your financial nightmare, being financially wise and proactive about your approach, because proactivity is our word for the month. We are going to be proactively trying to help you save your money. And before our show ends, speaking of being proactive, it is time for you to learn how you can get paid for the mistakes and errors that are on your credit report. That's right, you can actually get paid for what the third-party debt collectors have put on your credit report. If it is not 100% correct, then that means that you have an opportunity to get paid for errors that are on your credit report. And if you would like more information on how you can get paid for errors on your credit report, you need to email us. The CreditWise Empowerment Program Education Series will unleash information that your creditors do not want you to know. And if you like this information and actually learn how you can get paid for the errors that are on your credit report, then you need to give us a note via email at classes@secureyourlife.net. That is classes, CLASSES, at secure, SECURE, YOUR, life, LYFE, .NET. So that's classes@secureyourlife.net. For more information about the CreditWise Empowerment Education Series, and they're going to help you get paid all of the errors that are on your credit report. So until next week, for Mosaic Monday, this is Secure Your Life. I am your host, Diamond Taylor, and I want you all to have a wonderful week. And join me tomorrow for another episode of Secure Your Life, where we're going to have Tough Talk Tuesday. So until then, have a great day. Talk to you then.